This can only be seen as a backdoor creation of a state bank, following swiftly on the heels of the failed attempt to take over the Reserve Bank. Not only will this bill incur unnecessary costs as well as a substantial burden on the fiscus, but there is also no guarantee that this bank will have the required financial backing. It has all the markings of another failed state-owned enterprise. There is no rationale provided for the bill relating to the need for a state-controlled bank as far as it responds to market failure. There's a concern that the bank will extend credit to high-risk profile individuals or institutions without incorporating the necessary safeguards, and there's no separation of powers between the minister and the board. I've no doubt this bank will become another failed state-owned entity which will need government bailouts. We have yet to have sight of a feasibility study on whether the new state-owned entity will function effectively and profitably, or whether it will be another massive burden to the state. Yet the committee is scheduled to move ahead with hearings and deliberations. In the event of it collapsing, it will be the Treasury who has to bail out yet another SOE, as the bank-controlled company will have no ability to do so. This post-bank is a mere strategy by the ANC to avoid the strict regulations required for a banking license with the Reserve Bank. Did we learn nothing from the VBS debacle?